This is the Why Your Story podcast with Travis Osmond and Mary Jo Parker, sharing real life stories and experiences. Why Your Story is produced by SVI Media and available on Podbean, SVINews.com, and the SVI News app. And now, from the SVI Media Studios located in scenic Star Valley, Wyoming, here's Travis and Mary Jo with the Why Your Story podcast.
Welcome to Why Your Story podcast, brought to you from the beautiful home of SVI Media. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
And I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
And we are excited to be with you today for another exciting podcast. Aren't we excited?
So excited.
I just love this song. It's like two songs in one. And I don't like Bruno Mars, but I do like AC/DC.
Oh, I love Bruno.
Okay, we should do a podcast on Bruno Mars versus AC/DC. Should we?
No.
Are you sure?
Okay, we will.
Okay, let's do it. Well, we are glad to be here with you today. It's still winter in Star Valley.
Yeah, nine months of the year.
Yeah, and MJ's got her drink. And did you know that we are getting sponsors now?
Yes.
Are you excited as I am?
I'm so excited.
So everyone, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this exciting first episode with a sponsor. And I'm just going to delve right into it because I got the green light.
Okay.
We are now an official sponsor the Pop Shop is an official sponsor for Why Your Story podcast. And we are so excited because I am sitting here with my drink. MJ is sitting here with her drink.
Mm.
And we are so excited to be sipping on our Pop Shop drinks because for me, it is a daily ritual.
Yes.
Right? And if you don't believe me, you can go to the Pop Shop and just say, hey, what did Travis drink today? And they'll tell you.
It's a religious experience.
It's kind of an out of body experience.
It
kind
is.
Of. So
yeah.
Like today I'm drinking my working dad.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's been long enough, but they actually made it for me.
Mm.
It's for me.
Really?
It's Travis Osmond's drink. In fact, before we called it the working dad, it was Travis Osmond's drink.
Oh. That is cool.
So it's like Dr. Pepper, cherry, a little coconut.
Much ice?
Yeah, I like ice in my drink.
I do too.
I don't like overburdening ice.
Mm.
But they'll build it however you want it, you know?
That's true.
But what everybody needs to do is they need to go try a Working Dad, and they also need to go try a Let Them Eat Cake.
Let Them Eat Cake. Okay. That
Holy
sounds good.
Holy cow.
Really good.
Oh.
Really?
Anyway, we'll talk about a drink a week or something, or a month or
that sounds good.
Like
I had
that.
A friend, and she was from Holland. Her name was Isabel. And every time she'd take a drink of Diet Coke, she'd go, angels are peeing on my tongue. So every time I take a drink, that's what I kind of think of.
Angels are peeing on my tongue. Well, don't worry, Pop Shop. We're not saying that angels are peeing on our tongues.
Oh, yes, we are.
We wanted to thank Tommy Erickson and the folks over at the Pop Shop for sponsoring our podcast. And we've actually got two or three more that are coming on board. So we're thankful for them and for what they do, and encourage our listeners to go support our local.
We do.
Local companies there. So
look who's here.
Oh, my word.
Woo-hoo!
Who is that?
Number one.
The number one.
So
when MJ says number one, it's in the ambulance service in Star Valley. We'll get to that on another podcast. But there's this legendary number, E1. So my number is E28, right?
And I'm E12.
And you're E12. But there really is an E1.
There's only one.
There's only one, and there probably will only ever be one.
That's right, because your number's retired.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We are in the presence today of greatness. The E1 is with us today.
That's right.
We've got Radon.
We do.
We are so excited. And is it Rude? Is that how you say your name?
Rude.
That's right, because I remember there was a right way and a wrong way to say it. Yeah.
Most people don't like to call me Rude, I think. It bothers them, maybe, so end up calling me Rudd, but it is Rude.
We're going to come out today and say that you are Rude.
I'm the only one in the valley that can legitimately be Rude.
Radon Rude, ladies and gentlemen. We're excited to have her here today.
Woo!
And I've known Radon now for about 7 years, and we're just tickled to death to have her today. We're going to talk about some of the history, early history of Afton.
Yes.
And we've had just an overwhelming response of the, from these podcasts, just talking a little bit about the Valley and the early history that people might know and might not know. And so we're just going to dig right into it.
That's right. You want to tell us, well, first of all, kind of tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I was born and raised here, and I guess because my I have two great-grandfathers that, of course, helped settle the Valley here, and I have to tell you right off the bat that I am not a historian.
Okay.
I've never...
Okay, get out.
I've always been...
End of story.
I'm through.
Brought to you by SVI Media.
How rude.
That is rude. That was rude to rude. Hey, you could say that was rude to rude.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Let's do it.
Sorry.
Yeah, isn't that neat?
Let's just keep going.
It's a good name.
I'm going to stop now.
Anyway, I most people that know me know I'm a Star Trek fan. So
that's cool.
I would rather be living in the future than living in the past with my great-grandparents.
Oh, yeah.
But I have, because of my affiliation with the DUP, Daughters of the Utah Pioneer, I have had to delve into a little bit of my past. So
okay, good deal.
Hopefully I can tell you a little bit. My the first one, I guess, I want to talk about is William Walton Burton. He was my great-grandfather. He had three wives as a polygamist mm-hmm. here. And, of course, you know, a lot of them came here, and some of them settled in around Freedom area so that they could run across the border
yep.
kind of
yeah.
thing.
Yep,
okay.
Yep.
So he spent his first winter out somewhere around Smoot in a wagon. Now, I can't imagine living through a winter
no.
in a wagon.
Oh, but, my.
Yeah.
Do you have any idea time frame when that would have been? I mean, I know we're talking early, early Star Valley, but
yeah,
any ideas?
Yeah, it's early Star Valley, but I can't give you a date.
Okay.
How many people were in that wagon?
Well, it had been his wife and the first two or three kids with, I guess.
Oh, my.
Yeah. And they might have built a lean-to or a shelter or something along with that. But anyway, when they came in the next spring, then they, of course, came into Afton and built a cabin. A lot of the land that he has is what is now the county fairgrounds.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And all of the land west of there to All Red Lane. Mm-hmm. So okay. that was all the kind of the original...
Homestead.
And that is now back in our family since... Betty and Bruce Davis, my sister Betty, bought the land, and it's now back in the family.
Oh, nice.
Great.
So that's kind of a fun little tidbit. But anyway, he was the first person to, or he built the first mercantile store here. His father over in Yorkshire, England, was a businessman, and he died when my great-grandfather was 16 years old.
Oh, my.
So he had to take over his business, and that kind of gave him a good background kind of a thing. So he started up the first mercantile store and later built the first creamery.
Huh.
And then he later built some more creameries. And, of course, here in Star Valley back then, dairy and farming was really the only industry.
Yeah,
so
right, yeah.
He had a good kind of a background to start that. And he's, of course, kind of the same as I think a lot of the older people here in the Valley. Their ancestors traveled from another country, mm-hmm. in my case, with W. They called him W.W., William Walton.
Okay.
Traveled from England to meet with the saints in Nauvoo.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came across the plains and settled in Salt Lake and eventually moved and settled here in the Valley. So he was maybe not the first settler, but pretty close to one of the first ones.
Wow. Sure, that's so great. Did he have three wives then, or did he have...
No, he married them kind of a few years apart.
Okay.
His first wife had two other sisters, and she said that she would not marry him unless he married her other sisters.
Wow.
Oh,
my goodness.
Now, that's wow. what I said. I love my sisters, but heaven forbid, I'm afraid that goes far and beyond my
yes.
my sisterly love.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he did eventually marry all three of the wives and had 23 kids between them.
Holy smokes.
My heavens.
One of which, of course, was my grandfather, Thomas Burton, and Thomas helped him with the creamery and the mercantile store and the whole bit, you know, sure. helped him run his businesses.
Sure.
So it was, it's just been kind of a fun history to think about. In fact, some of the older people will remember the story about how the outlaws used to come here to get away from the law.
Uh-huh.
And they knew if they could get in good with the settlers, then the settlers would treat them like a settler, and they wouldn't be an outsider. So the law would not find them as
sure.
easy.
You bet. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You bet.
Yeah. So they one time they robbed my grandfather's mercantile store, and then gave all of the goods and stuff away to the settlers to get in good with them.
Oh,
so I guess it worked. One of them married a gal from here, took her to Jackson and married her, and there's a song I love to sing about that, in fact, called Somewhere in Old Star Valley, or Way Out in Old Star Valley,
wow.
something like that.
No you kidding.
Know. So it's just kind of a fun history to know that he helped settle the valley, as did some of my other ancestors, and that I come from that lineage,
yeah.
I guess, yeah.
Do you know why, it was W.W. Burton, right?
Uh-huh.
Do you know why he came to Star Valley? I know, like, my great-great-grandfather, Brigham Young, asked him to come into Star Valley. Was that the same thing? Was
yes.
he on assignment to come up here? Or
I don't know if he was actually assigned, but he had heard that they were asking, mm-hmm. you know, the pioneers to spread out and to settle, and he had heard that they were starting to settle Star Valley, and so I think he decided to try it. I don't know of any of the background on that, but he was, yeah, that's more or less the same reason why he came here, yeah.
How old was he when he died? Did he live to an older age, or?
Yeah, he was an older gentleman. In fact, his picture hangs down in the Hall of Fame in the Civic Center, so you can tell he's an older gentleman, but mm-hmm. I don't know how old he was when he
okay.
died. But I have two great-grandfathers and a grandfather hanging down there on that wall. I don't know if they'd be pleased they were hanging on a wall, but but it kind of makes me feel inadequate
yes.
to know that, you know, they did so much for the valley, and
I don't know, you're pretty much a legend.
Well,
but
I think Radon is hanging on our wall at the EMS
she is.
Garage.
She is hanging
yeah.
on our wall.
Yeah, she's hanging on a wall.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, you mean I'm hanging on a wall,
you're
too?
You're hanging on
yeah,
a wall, too.
You're hanging on a wall.
Oh, gosh.
I know.
And your sister is hanging on a wall.
Yep.
Oh, cool.
It is cool.
Can you imagine how tough you'd have to be to live a winter in Star Valley in a,
yeah.
a cart?
Or
a
in
wagon?
A wagon?
I mean, come on.
Like the windstorm we had the other night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable.
I said they're definitely made of sturdier stuff than I am.
Yeah.
For sure.
And they had a lot
yeah.
more snow back then, from what I hear.
Yeah.
That what we have here, the 2-3 feet, is nothing.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they were talking like 8-10 feet back then.
Yeah. That's
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
unreal.
I remember as a little girl when I had to walk to school uphill both ways.
Yeah, you bet.
And, you know, the snowbanks were higher than the school bus that would come to pick us up. We had to walk a ways to meet the school bus. So,
holy smokes.
But, yeah, they were huge. It was like being in a tunnel almost because the snowbanks were so high.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, lots and lots of snow. In fact, that's why a lot of the settlers were so close to starving here. They had a hard time, of course, the growing season was so short that they had a hard time of it for quite a long time. In fact, we can attribute the dandelions here that grow so prolific.
Oh my gosh.
In the springtime.
Yeah.
We can attribute that to the pioneers because they actually brought the dandelions in here to grow so they could harvest the dandelion greens and eat them. And then they could make dandelion tea and
I don't know, all kinds
of stuff.
Yep,
so,
for
yeah.
sure.
They would eat well in our springtime now.
Yeah. I see people stop all the time, though, to take pictures of
they
the fields
do.
Of them.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Let's not talk about weeds, okay?
Okay.
But they're so good.
Yeah, they're really not.
So what did he do then while he was here in Star Valley? You said he owned a store. Did he also farm and ranch and that sort of thing? Or?
Yes, they had their farming as well. And, of course, he had enough kids to pretty well run the
okay.
the ranch and the farm, and then he bought another farm, which is a half mile down Kennington Burton Lane, down there about a half mile below the junior high area.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And then he sold that to his son Thomas. His son sold it to my dad, Fielding Burton. And then he sold it to my brother, Jamie Burton. So it's been in that area down there was actually in our family also for about four generations or
neat.
So.
Very wow. neat.
Yeah.
How many siblings did you have?
I have seven. There's nine of us kids. Two of my sisters have passed on, but five of us are still here. In the valley.
In the valley.
Which makes it fun because wow. I have my sister, Sherry Call,
yep.
And my sister, Betty Davis.
Love it. Love her name.
I have to tell you a little, maybe I could just kind of get off on a tangent and tell you a little story about that.
We love it.
We've decided, or we tell people, that when Betty married Bruce, he made her a movie star. And when Sherry married Kenny, he made her a call girl. And when I married Jack, it just made me a rude woman. So.
Oh, that's so fun.
We enjoy or have a little fun with our names that
sure.
way anyway.
Yeah.
So well, Call, I mean, the name Call, that's a very influential name in the Valley also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Through Anson Voskel Call and all of his progeny here, there's a lot of calls here that are all related through him. And Anson Voskel actually, like I said, did a lot toward, he was more in the construction line of things, but he did a lot toward settling the valley also.
Mm-hmm.
He, in fact, I think was helped design, I think the foreman or maybe the overseer or helped build the Afton Tabernacle here.
Hmm. Now, that's your relative, too, isn't it?
He's my great-grandfather also.
Okay, so you've got great-grandfather Burton and then great-grandfather Call.
Uh-huh.
So, wait, I got to back up. So, did Cherie marry her cousin?
Yeah, he's a fourth or fifth cousin. You know,
it's a good question. Yeah.
I'm like, wait.
he is actually a fourth or fifth cousin back somewhere.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Back a ways, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So, yeah, she retained the Call name.
So Voskel Call, Voskel actually did a lot with my great grandfather.
Uh huh.
Is that the stake presidency they were in together or
yes,
something
uh-huh.
like that? Yes, the first stake presidency.
W.W. Burton was the first counselor to your, what is it, great great grandfather?
It's my great
George,
great, yep, George. Uh huh.
George Osmond. And Anson Voskel Call was the second counselor.
So both of your great grandfathers were in the stake presidency
with
my great great
with your great great grandfather.
That is so cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
It's
in a small
fun
world.
Connection.
Yeah.
I have a picture, in fact, of the two of them sitting with your.
I've got to see it
with George Osmond.
I've got to see it.
I think when they were put in the presidency, someone took a picture. Anyway, I have that picture.
Yeah,
so it's pretty.
Great. All those Osmonds are handsome.
and so humble.
And so humble. Somebody open the door. It's getting a little thick
it
in here.
It is getting thick in here. So tell us about your great grandpa Call. What's his story?
Well, I can't get into too much because I don't really know. There is so much. There are books and books and books on his dealings and his accomplishments and whatnot, and all of his progeny and whatnot, all down through. His father was also named Anson Voskel Call Sr., but I just don't know that much about him as I did W.W. because I guess I've studied more on that end of things because of the mercantile and the creamery. And I have a picture, in fact, of the Osmond Creamery of the Bedford Creamery. That was, you know, I think mm-hmm. the one up there by, what is that road, the Willow Creek Road? No, not Willow Creek, but the one up the Maverick there.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Anyway, he built quite a few creameries, but to my knowledge, that one is the only one still
standing.
Still around.
Mm. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Where did the name Voskel come from?
I couldn't tell you.
Okay.
It had to have come from overseas because his dad, like Radon was saying, was Anson Vosko also.
Yeah.
Right. So from England or somewhere
they
else?
They all came. And I wouldn't be surprised it would be from England. The same as the Burtons came from there too, but I know a lot of them did through the missionaries there, joined the church, and then of course came over to join the saints at Nauvoo and so forth. But I just don't know that much about his background as I probably should. But as I said, I'm not a historian, and I haven't really delved into that.
I know that in my great great grandfather's book, he talks a lot about his friendship with Anson Vosko. And it must have been pretty close, because there were Anson Vosko Osmonds for like three generations.
Oh, wow.
In the Osmond line. They started naming their kids Anson Vosko.
Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
So it was neat to when I came here and started looking things up to see where that name actually originated on the Osmond line, but it came from her great grandfather.
That could be your name. If your dad would have carried it on.
My name should have been Anson Vosko. I would have felt better about my life, probably.
I think so.
A little less scarring. Growing up as Travis was kind of hurtful.
You know, it's interesting you mention that, because Cherie now has a grandchild who they named Anson.
Really?
Really? Yeah. Oh, that's neat.
Because Kenny came down through that Anson Vosko line, too, her husband.
Nice.
So...
That's so
it's
neat.
Interesting that a lot of people have carried that name down.
Yeah.
Well, it's so neat, because there are a bunch of calls in my ward out in Grover. And so every Sunday, it's just this nostalgic feeling, because my great-great-grandfather would have been sitting there with their great-great-grandfather, you know. And now here we are sitting in the church in Star Valley. It's just kind of a neat feeling. And they're such good people. The calls are just great people.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. And there are, you know, like I said, it's kind of hard to talk about anybody here in the Valley, or at least it used to be, that was not related somehow through the calls
of
the Burtons
word.
Or the Gardeners, you know, on those earlier settlers, because a lot of people stayed here afterward.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What could you tell us about the early times with your family in Star Valley? Anything that sticks out in your mind, stories, what it must have been like, those sort of things?
And for you, too.
Yeah.
One thing. Growing up. One thing, every time they talk about hard times in the early days, I guess you'd call it, I think about W.W. when he wanted to marry, fell in love with his first wife somehow, and decided he wanted to ask her to marry him. So, but he had no form of transportation, so he walked 50 miles to ask her to marry him. And he got there and thought and he ended up chickening out and walking 50 miles back home again.
No way.
Whoa.
Yeah. So I thought, that's got to be what you call cold feet.
Oh, my goodness.
What time of year was that 50 miles, by the way? Was it like summer, spring?
I think it was summer.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. He needed a hug when he got home.
Oh, yeah.
But he did eventually marry her, and then later married, of course, her two other sisters. And I come down through his third wife, Sarah Ann.
Okay.
And over in the Pioneer Museum, there is a picture in the back bedroom. Has their bed, in fact, and a bedspread that she made. Wow. And there's two big framed photo or pictures of W.W. and Sarah Ann there in the
Amazing.
Pioneer.
Yeah, I want to go to that museum.
Yeah,
we need to do that.
Yep.
Field trip.
And it's got a lot of interesting things. If you haven't been in there, you ought to go see it. I've got a lot of, like I said, Anson Vosko calls pictures also there in the front foyer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've got a lot of history there, too.
That's neat. Yeah. Really neat.
Go ahead.
No, you go first.
So tell us, like, family stories. What do you remember? Did you ever meet your great-great, or not your great-great, did you ever meet your great-grandfather?
Travis, I'm not that old. Excuse
me. Well, I am, and so I was wondering. Again, that was rude.
How rude.
That's my name.
Did you ever meet him, or, I mean?
No. I never met any of the greats.
Okay.
They were long gone, I guess. I don't know. In fact, I was only 3 years old when my grandfather Hinks, on my mother's side, okay, James Hinks, died from heart problems. And so I didn't feel any connection past my grandfather.
Okay.
Sure.
Very cool.
Probably because of that, I was too young, yeah. I'm still too young.
You are pretty young at heart. I mean, you drive a motorcycle.
Yeah, you're driving a Harley.
Jump out of planes. And she's over 50, folks.
I'm over a little more than 50. Well, I figure at my age, if you can't say been there, done that, you know, then you've missed a lot of
life.
It's
amazing.
A lot of
wonderful
life. And sure, I enjoy new challenges every day. But I am addicted to riding my motorcycle every summer.
Good for you.
That's great.
Good for you.
How was growing up here? Was it, I assume it's pretty tough.
Yeah, in fact, my earlier days, all I remember is work.
Mm.
We were, of course, living down there on the ranch, and I was out raking hay with an old white horse we called Bunny, with the foot trip kind of a buck rake that we had to rake hay with, and it was always hot and miserable, and I was too little and didn't have enough weight to me, I guess, to trip the rake when I should, and so my rows of hay looked something like a drunken sailor had done them. And there was always, at one time we milked about 46 cows by hand, and that had to be done every morning and night.
Oh, my gosh.
So
you'd probably just get done and start again.
And start again. And, of course, in the summertime, between the milking cows, there was putting up hay, hauling hay. Yeah, it was not an easy life, but I don't regret it, because I think that gave me a work ethic and an appreciation, maybe, I guess you could say, for life and for fun when I got a minute to have fun.
Sure.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't regret it at all, and I enjoyed growing up on the ranch. I used to help my dad break horses, and anytime we could snag a calf to ride, of course, we did that too.
Wow, that's amazing.
That is. And you have two boys?
Yes, I have two sons.
What's their names and where are they?
My oldest son is Troy. He lives in Pocatello. He has three sons.
Nice.
My youngest son is Lance. He lives in Tooele, and he has seven children.
Wow. Are they rude, too?
You know, you give me pause to think every time you say it.
They're rude. I know they are.
Probably they are. Yeah.
Good.
But I love them. And my grandkids. I was one of these, I always said I was a young thinker. I didn't want to be a grandmother like some women do. They can't wait to be a grandmother. Well, I could wait. So my granddaughter, when I had I got to help deliver my first grandson, in fact. They were living up here with me working between college the first year. And, of course, I worked surgery at the Star Valley Hospital. So I got to help deliver him. I guess he'll always be number one.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Fun. But you started to say something about your oldest granddaughter.
My daughter-in-law said that she would teach her children to call me Don Don instead of Grandma. But I have since learned that, you know, your kids are your reward for not killing your kids.
Absolutely.
Your grandkids, sure.
I have definitely enjoyed them.
That's great.
That's great. Any other stories you want to tell us? Or fun facts? You've had some different jobs. I know that. Like, you've done law enforcement, EMS, worked at the hospital. Those are just, you were in a band.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me, what was some fun memories of that?
Well, I just was always looking for some new adventure, I guess, because I enjoyed getting into something new. I had, like you said, I did play in a band. We used to play down at the Pines in Thane. We played out at the country club out, you know, by the Idaho border out there.
The south end?
Yeah, on the south end. And that used to be quite a lively spot every weekend, and we'd go, we'd play out there. And down in the basement of the Valley On when that used to be down there.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So, yeah, had some fun times. I worked for the fair board off and on. During the fair, I worked for the Lincoln County Extension Service they used to have here. I used to paint commercial signs.
Wow.
Oh.
I don't know. I've just done a variety of things.
Yeah, you have. What did you play in the band?
Kind of a guitar.
Oh, you two have something in common.
Yep, yep.
And I sang alto or harmony a lot of the time. And
nice.
So I enjoyed music. It was a big part of my life. I used to sing all over the valley, different parties and, you know, church meetings, different things. That, and since music, I've gotten so busy with other things, music's kind of taken a side line.
Mm-hmm.
But since the DUP had to move over to the city building to have our meetings, and there's no piano over there, obviously.
Oh.
Because we're not allowed to go into the church yet to have where we used to have our meetings. And mm-hmm. so I've had to get out my old guitar.
Oh.
I'm in charge of the music for the meetings.
Fine.
And
very
so
neat.
It's been kind of fun for me to get my guitar out and,
that's awesome.
And play it again.
Very
well, maybe as we're winding down, you could just kind of sing us into that Star Valley song you were telling
yeah.
me about.
let's close with the singing of Star Valley.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so.
A one, a two,
on.
A one, two, three,
four, go.
I have to have my guitar.
Oh.
Well, we got to do that. We got to have her back and do
yeah,
the guitar.
We'll have her back
sing.
With her guitar.
The song about Star Valley is kind of a fun one because it tells about the outlaws that came to the valley and how one of them fell in love with a gal here and told her that he was a rich rancher that had come there. So she married him, and then after they were married, he informed her he was an outlaw.
Oh, dear.
That's what I did.
So she lived with him for a lot of years, though, and it says, the song says, she lived in fear that, you know, the sheriff would come and take him away, which eventually he did.
Do you remember the name of it?
Somewhere in Star Valley, I think.
I'm just going to look it up one of these days.
I've sung it for so many years, and I don't even... Well, I might have a copy of the words. I'll have to find out.
Okay.
But when my grandfather, Thomas Burton, was put into the Hall of Fame down here, I was in charge of the thing.
The ceremony.
And they had me sing that song. I think Sherry and I both sang it together. We used to sing together quite a little bit. And I think that's the last time I ever sang it. But it, yeah, one of these days we'll have to...
Okay.
Have to look that up, and we'll have to do that.
We'll take you up on that.
I think that'd be great. Well, we sure appreciate you being with us
we
today.
We sure do. Our number one.
Well, yep. You two are just so awesome, and I just love you both, and I miss you so much that we're not, you know.
We're not on the ambulance running anymore.
I want you to know my heart still goes pitter-patter every time I hear a siren.
Good deal.
A woman after our
that's
own
awesome.
Heart.
It's been fun, and you guys are awesome.
Oh, thank you. You're wonderful and awesome, and we love you so much. Thank you for
thank
coming.
Thank you for being with us. Again, we're grateful for all of our listeners out there. This is the Why Your Story podcast brought to you by the beautiful office and store and place of SVI Media. That was so lame. Brought to you by the beautiful home of SVI Media. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
And I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
We appreciate you all being with us and supporting us. And we look forward till next time. Take care. Be safe.
Have a great day, folks.
Thanks for joining us for the Why Your Story podcast with Travis Osmond and Mary Jo Parker on SVI Media. To suggest topics or reach out to Travis and Mary Jo, email WYS@SVINews.com. That's WYS@SVINews.com. And be sure to follow Why Your Story on Facebook. Stay tuned for the next Why Your Story podcast on Podbean, SVINews.com, and the SVI News app.